Good morning. It's time for more Chompers, your morning and night toothbrushing show. It's still your questions week, and so we're getting answers to your questions from our friend Jasmine. Jasmine, take it away.
Thanks. Start brushing on the top of your mouth on one side, and make sure to get the molars all the way in the back.
Three, two, one, brush.
Today, to answer a science-y question, we've got the host of Science Versus, a science-y show for grown-ups. Hi, Wendy.
Hello.
Okay, today's question is from Harriet. Harriet, we're listening.
How can I touch my own brain and grab it and touch it?
Can I hear that one more time?
How can I touch my own brain and grab it and touch it?
Whoa. Holy moly, Harriet. Touch your brain? I mean, I love that you want to experiment, but let's just back up a bit here.
Switch to the other side of the top of your mouth, and don't brush too hard.
Okay, so first, let's ask ourselves, should you try to touch and grab your brain? Like, is it okay to touch your brain? And the answer is no, absolutely not. We may call our brains noodles, but they are not something that you can grab like a bunch of noodles. In fact, brains are very, very fragile.
Switch to the bottom of your mouth and keep brushing.
So, you see, our brains are so fragile that they actually sit in this bath of liquid called the cerebral spinal fluid. And that bath is kind of like a cushion for the brain. And then the brain and its bath are actually encased in this thing called the skull, which is really hard. So your brain is protected from things like your hands trying to touch it. So, no, you can't just touch your brain.
Oh, Harriet's gonna be so disappointed. Switch to the other side of the bottom of your mouth and give your tongue a brush too.
Well, Harriet, hope is not lost. You still have a chance to touch another human's brain.
What?
Yeah, that's right. She could become a neurobiologist. Neurobiologists are scientists who study the brain. So they often do experiments with human or animal brains. And from them, we actually know that our brains are squishy. In fact, they say that the brain is much softer than most of the meat that you see in the market.
Ugh, yuck.
Oh, she could also become a brain surgeon, and then she could do these operations on the brain to help people get better. Added bonus, people would call Harriet a brainiac.
That's it for Chompers today. Until next time,
three, two, one,
spit. Special thanks to Wendy Zuckerman. Grown-ups, if you want to hear Wendy answer more questions about science, check out Science Versus, a show that pits facts against fads.
Chompers is a production of Gimlet Media.